Hello and welcome to a new edition of Rapid Mind. Although wrestling history, because that's also important. But first on this day, well, yesterday, because it happened yesterday, I believe, we saw the first break of the dominant three-man tag team known as The Shield, consisting of Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Dean Ambrose. Now known as John Moxley in AEW, but that's a story for another day. Very possibly. In other news, WWE has released the following superstars. Quite surprising, somebody. There's not many, but at least five. Braun Strowman, Lana, right there. Aleister Black, oh boy. Buddy Murphy, oh Jesus. And Ruby Riott, holy moly. Okay, although Lana being released is no huge surprise to anyone, honestly, because she hasn't done much in the company other than being a tag team with Naomi, a very accomplished women wrestler. She hasn't done barely anything since they released her husband, former superstar Rusev, or known as Miro in AEW, back in 18 for last year when he was released. And other stuff in the history of women's wrestling, there's been many accomplishments. Like, for example, the first women's match in Jeddah, and the pay-per-view was called the Crown Jewel, and it was on October 31st, 2019. The last thing I want to talk about is WWE will be back on the road for a 25-city tour, and the first pay-per-view back will be Money in the Bank, located in Fort Worth, Texas, at the America, what? You're on a budget, America. The Dickies Arena. Okay, what with America and the name for places? Just ask Texas. And Money in the Bank will be held on July 18th or 2021. Thank you for listening to this mixed episode of Wrestling Mind / Wrestling History, I guess. And as always, get the wrestling in your mind.